Preliminary results gave the victory to Sidi Ould Sheikh Abdullahi, an economist and former finance minister who has spent many years working in development outside the country. This will be the first time Mauritania has changed leadership through an election. Abdullahi beat Ahmed Ould Daada, longtime member of the opposition, by a narrow margin. Local journalist Racine C says voting on Sunday went well.
They are really satisfied in a certain way. They are proud of the way everything has been set up and everything has been handled till the end.
Turnout was estimated at around 67%, or just slightly lower than the 70% turnout for the first round. But shorter waits at polling stations led some observers to worry that turnout had dropped significantly. C says the shorter waits were just an indication of efficient voting procedures.
Due to the fact that Mauritanian people were accustomed to the way of voting and they took their time, and this time also it was faster because we just had two candidates. That's the reason why certain people think that the rate of participation will be lower. It wasn't the case.
Richard Reeve is an analyst with UK-based think tank Chatham House. He says before Abdullahi announced his candidacy in July, he was virtually unknown in Mauritania.
Most of the time he was actually working for the government of Kuwait, administering their overseas development aid. He's an economic technocrat, really. Most of that time he spent in Niger, which is a pretty good background for Mauritania because it has very similar development problems on the edge of the Sahara.
Abdullahi also served as a minister for two earlier Mauritanian presidents. His 18-member coalition included many members of the party of the former president, who was deposed in a popular 2005 military coup. The ruling junta has overseen the transition to democracy. But Reeve says Daada, his opponent, also had backing from some former ruling party members. Reeve says, in terms of political and economic ideology, Abdullahi will be a return to the pre-coup status quo, without the authoritarian qualities of Mauritania's last president, Mayuya Ould Taya. He says many Mauritanians were not necessarily looking for a huge change.
Although Ould Sheikh Abdullahi doesn't really stand for change in the same way that the former opposition parties do, he has a greater chance of success in kind of moving Mauritania forward, whatever direction that is, because he already has majorities in both houses of parliament and because he appears to have the support of the military.
David Hartwell, an analyst with Jane's Country Risk, agrees that after 10 coups and coup attempts in the past 5 decades, what Mauritanians want most is stability.
I don't think there was any great desire for a sort of revolutionary type of candidate. I think it was more, there seems to be a desire to have someone who's going to run the country in a more responsible way. In Abdullahi, at the moment, they see a man who can deliver that.
In a debate before the election, Abdullahi said as president, his first priorities would include helping refugees home and easing relations between Mauritania's ethnically divided black and Moor population. He also promised to end slavery, which was banned in 1981, but has continued. The new president is expected to take office on April 19th. He is elected for 5 years, and the Constitution now limits any president to 2 terms. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.